Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Hey, it's a week in review. Sort of, kind of. You look at the events of the week, the events of the month, the past month, that is, given our point in the, our day in the calendar. But, just think about the past month. Think of everything that's happened, even in the past 72 hours, too, as well. I mean, it's just, it really is crazy. So a lot of stuff to talk about. Don't forget, folks, Patreon meeting this coming, Patreon. Oh, Eric the Tech, I'm sorry, man. That's right. Patreon kicked us off. Because why? They didn't like, the likes of us, the likes of me. So we're having a meeting of our supporters this Sunday at 7 p.m. Folks, go to HagmanPI.com. You'll be getting an email, but you can sign in through there. Isn't that right, Eric the Tech? It's the weekend. Is that right? Yeah. All right. He's not talking to me today on air. All right. A lot of things to get into. Short amount of time to do it. I want to bring in Austin Brower. Folks, if you haven't done so already, I got to tell you right now. In addition to, of course, everything I do, I do take supplements, vitamin supplements, nutritional supplements, vitamins and minerals, nutritional supplements. And I get those from Health Masters, healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you go there, and for, I think probably between now and maybe Monday, depending on when Austin remembers to turn it off, 5% off using the promo code HR5. And that's a great deal. I'm telling you right now, 5% off. Especially when you order in bulk, like I do. So go to healthmasters.com for all of your nutritional supplement needs. Healthmasters.com. And by the way, while you're there, if you have not done this yet, you've got to listen to their shows, Ted and Austin Brower Show. I'm going to tell you right now, you'll get more information in an hour than I could put out in a week. You know why? Because they talk fast. Seriously, they do. But I'm telling you right now, a great show, Monday through Friday, and of course on Sunday. There it is on the upper right part of your screen. But go to healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. Austin Brower is my guest. And we're going to have a conversation about different things, whatever's on his mind, whatever he's focused on, World War III, the debauchery of our nation. Oh, by the way, real quick, I don't know whether you heard about this or not. A girl got sexually, this is horrible, a young lady, teenager, or I'm sorry, how old was she? Or is she? I'm not sure of the age, but she was sexually assaulted in the school bathroom in Portland by two trans-identified male students. And for their role in the sexual assault, they got suspended for, you ready for this, a day. This is, I'm going to tell you right now, they would have to put the parents of those children, as well as those children, in protective custody if that was my daughter or granddaughter. Oh, there it is right there. There's the principal. And yes, it gets worse. School now facing charges. Folks, this is where we're at today. And I often mention this. Andrew Breitbart talks about politics being downstream of culture. Okay, well, there's the culture. Imagine what's downstream from that. All right, with me, Austin Brewer, healthmasters.com. Austin, how are you, sir?
Doug, it's great to be on the show as always. And yeah, you're not kidding, man. The culture is degrading pretty rapidly in the United States now. This is actually, you know, and we talked about this over the last couple of years, kind of the scenario where you've got some of these trans guys or girls or whatever they want to try to pretend like they are and going into the bathroom, going in the shower, going in the locker. I mean, we've seen this happen multiple accounts now, and it's becoming more systemic, which is obviously a display of what our country is starting to degrade to, like you mentioned. And the thing about this is, I guess it really reaches a point to where, you know, fathers, mothers, families, you know, they're going to have to take a step back and start kind of asking themselves the question, how far are we going to allow this to degrade on our watch? You know, how far are we going to let stuff happen before we get involved with it? And because it's not getting better, it's getting worse. I think we can all agree on that. This isn't going away. And this is all about devaluing the culture and getting rid of the morals and ethics and biblical principles by completely denying every aspect of science and biology and coming in and saying, well, if a guy wants to start pretending he's a girl, we now have to go along with his psychological delusion. And the sad part about this is, there's no point in history at any point in time when this type of perverted behavior went positive for the society. You know, Rome got really decadent towards the end, and they were involved in a whole lot of really weird stuff. And so this is the same thing you've seen in every country when this starts to occur. And this is why it's really important, man, to do the best you can with your kids, try to protect them as long as you can. But I mean, like this poor girl, I mean, she's got to deal with this now. You know, she gets older and whatever happened completely in there. I didn't read the whole article, but this is a serious problem. And I mean, you know, where are the other guys in the school, you know, that, as far as I'm concerned, if I was in high school with her, you know, me and a couple of buddies after this scenario, those boys would learn a very, very valuable lesson after school hours as far as with this type of behavior, how it does not work around us. But again, you know, some states have gotten so ridiculous where it's like the rights of these individuals are trumping the rights of everyone. And that's kind of the crazy, creepy, weird, scary part that you're starting to watch now, Doug. You know what I mean? Where you have people that, you know, all of a sudden it doesn't matter what they do, what they say, who they assault, how they act. You've got to accept it and embrace it because they're essentially like a protected species now. Can't make jokes about them. Can't say anything that's hate speech. I saw in Scotland, you know, this whole thing's backfired on them. See that? They put up their whole hate speech program. So essentially anybody says anything that anybody doesn't like, you know, you can report it now as a hate crime. And they had over 4,000 incidences in less than 24 hours. The entire system's backlogged. The Scottish police are unbelievably mad. They've said now that essentially they can't do anything. They can't even follow up on real crimes and reports because they're literally getting deluged with hate speech crimes now that are getting called in and everybody calling up on every person they don't like. Oh, so-and-so looked at me wrong. Oh, they said goodbye very angrily and I'm mad about it now and I'm calling in on them because it was a hate crime. And what's crazy about it, yeah, you saw that with J.K. Rowling, and she blasted it when it was going on and when that started to happen. She's like, dude, I'm not putting up with any of this. She goes, if I see a guy and he looks like a guy and he sounds like a guy, and I'm going to call him a guy. I'm not going to sit there and pander to some psychological delusion because these guys want to do it. It's interesting because, you know, it's, I guess it reached a point in time, you know, where it's like, you don't want to be going around intentionally trying to, you know, offend people and make fun of people, especially if they have a mental disorder, but you also don't have to sit there and just continually go along with the delusion. I think that's the line that everybody really has to start finding now in this type of generation, because it's not getting better, Doug. It's getting much worse.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, don't make me or don't require me to engage in your mental illness, in your fantasy reality. It's just I don't want to play. I'm not playing. I'm in the story. But now it's become so vexatious, like you mentioned in Scotland, where if somebody gets their feelings hurt, they're going to report it as a hate crime. You know, we've come a long way. Earlier this week, I can't remember the day it was. I showed a picture from Easter 1956. New York City skyline. There were the Chrysler Building, I think, the Empire State Building, another building. Three crosses, all right, in the skyline, lit up on the buildings by the windows, I believe. Lights by the windows, from the windows, that is. And now today, what do we have? We have buildings lit up in these trans colors, hijacked, yeah. Hijacked from the God's rainbow. And so anyway, no, and hell no. No, we have to put a stop to this, because the percentage of the mentally ill that are attracted to this, in my view, is so small that we shouldn't even be.
It's minute. It's minuscule. Yeah, when you look at the numbers, even the numbers have grown significantly because so many people are starting to go along with this. I think a lot of it is to get attention. But even that, the numbers are so minute of the people that are in this category. And so you got to take a step back sometimes. You go, so you're telling me that, you know, 98, 99% of the population has to pander to a psychological, delusional individual because that's what they think they are? And the answer is absolutely not, man. And, you know, it's funny because it's like, you know, if somebody's over 18 and they want to go do gender mutilation surgery and that's what they really think they want to do for the rest of their life, that's their choice. They can do that. I don't care. If they want to pretend that and live that lifestyle, do what you want, man. It doesn't make one bit of difference to me. I don't care. However, when you start telling me that my kids have to accept it and they have to embrace it, that's where we see this direct affront on Christianity, because now you're saying, I don't care about your beliefs. I don't care about your convictions. I don't care about your religious background. You have to accept what I say because I'm more important than you are. That's what they're saying. And so at that point in time, that's when somebody gets knocked in the face, because I'm not going to sit there and listen to that nonsense. And the thing that's funny, ironic, is that, I mean, when you see this direct affront towards Christianity with what we just saw happen over Easter weekend with this giant push from the Biden administration to this trans day of appreciation and make sure everybody acknowledges trannies on Sunday, on Easter Sunday, the resurrection of Christ. I mean, that couldn't have been more blatantly disrespectful to Christ if they would have tried. I mean, there was no way to spin that. And yet you see exactly why they did it. This is exactly why they pushed it, because they're trying to get people to forcibly accept it against their will. And you do that first by speech, because what you do, if you look at societies when they go down that road of totalitarianism, the first thing they do is they start controlling what people can say, controlling dissonance, controlling who they can criticize, controlling who they can talk about. Because then what you do is, once you start controlling what people say, you can start controlling what people think. When you can start controlling that, because that way they're not saying certain things, they're not repeating certain things, because now you're controlling how they act and what they think. And once you start controlling how they act and how they think, you can completely control their actions and their direction and their narrative, because now you control their speech, you control what they think, you control how they feel, you control what they do. That's how you do it. It's really easy, simple from a psychological standpoint. And that's why I've been such a big proponent of the Second Amendment. And that's why you saw, like during COVID, for example, it was so blatantly obvious what they were doing in order to push the narrative, because they didn't care about health and safety at all. It was all about fear and control, because not one single time did they even take a step back and say, dude, D3 is working really well. Everybody that has over 50, as far as their D3 levels are over 50 in their blood, they're getting minimal side effects from COVID. If they get it, it's a couple days, they knock it out and they're done. We were looking at this. You had doctors come in and say, I've been working with intravenous vitamin C with my customers or my patients, and I've had 100% success rate. I forgot the doctor's name. He came out and did that. He had like over 90 different COVID patients over a series of a couple of weeks, and he was administering vitamin C, and he was stacking it with zinc and D3. And all of a sudden the CDC came in, all the other, you know, hardcore pharmaceutical doctors came in and said, this is hate speech. This is fake speech. This is propaganda. You're not allowed to say any of this. This is all misinformation, and you're going to get people killed. The only thing you can do is sit in your house, stay scared and watch television. That right there was, again, the first phase we saw of a really directed affront on freedom of speech, because it was telling people they didn't have a right to be able to speak freely about what was working for them from a health standpoint. You are now muzzled if you talk about what you were doing to stay healthy in an alleged pandemic. That made no sense whatsoever, because you would think if the federal government was actually wanting to keep everybody healthy and safe and strong, which that's a fairy tale, you would think they would say, listen, we don't know what's going on. This virus is out of control. It's pretty nasty. If any supplements are working for you, we highly recommend you keep taking them. Do some research, take what you need, handle it accordingly, and do the best you can for your overall health. That's what they would have said. And so when you start seeing this control of speech and the ability for people not to have the freedom to talk about topics, it's a very slippery road that degrades really, really fast. And that's what we're watching right now.
The thing that bothers me, and I've said this before, and but what bothers me, Austin, is now we know so much more, and the adverse reactions, including death from the bioweapon that's the jab, along with a bioweapon that was funded and created in part by the U.S., Canada, okay, and then China, you know, from Collins to Fauci to Ralph Baer to Peter Daszak and of course Xi Zhengli, the Bat Lady. So all of these people involved, along with the CDC, NIH. Now that we know what we know,
yeah.
And Rand Paul, man, what a great show for sound bites and clips. But what are we going to do about this? Who is going to be held accountable? Will there be Nuremberg-style trials? And if not, why not? We have to hold these people accountable.
Well, and that's the main reason why they're doing everything they can to prevent people from being able to speak freely, because they don't want us talking about holding them accountable. They don't want people going online and talking about bobblehead Fauci and what he did. They don't want people coming online and talking about D3 and how effective it is for the immune system and how it's really, really good for bone density. And it's helpful for good for energy, and it's good for depression, and it's great for the immune system. It bolsters the immune system. It helps with the macrophage. It does an incredibly good job in making sure the body has the raw nutrients it needs to be able to fight off viruses. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, it's been such a popular product and it works so well during COVID. It still works to this day. Everybody I know that takes it, including myself, we rarely ever get sick unless we just push ourselves way too hard and essentially get around somebody that's really sick. And I'll be down for like a day or two. But again, then that's why, you know, I threw it on sale this week as product of the week. Everybody voted on it, won by a landslide, because everybody that's taking that product, they know how effective it is and how good it works. And then we saw it during COVID. And you're right, Doug. I think at this point we're looking – I think everybody has to come to the conclusion that we're dealing with a rogue government. They've gone rogue. I mean, the FBI just went up, and FBI did a full SWAT raid on a couple. I forgot what state they're in. It's out in the Midwest. You saw this, and arrested them and drugged them back to D.C. because 3 years ago on January 6th, they got caught on camera walking through the Capitol building for 12 minutes, Didn't break an entering, didn't steal anything, didn't vandalize anything, didn't touch anything, but they walked through the Capitol for 12 minutes. And 3 years later, these asshole FBI agents, as rogue as they are, as out of control as they are, they literally went in and SWAT raided them to drag them back to D.C. to have them hold stand trial for their treasonous ways. I don't know how to explain a rogue government any more than an example than that. This is exactly what we're watching happen in real life right now. And it's quite creepy, because a lot of people are so busy wrapped up, you know, with their TV shows and their reality shows and their football games and all the other distractions. And I get it. Sometimes you need distractions from stuff. I have to fully get it. But this is why so many people are unwilling to do anything now. And the thing is, I've told people, I said, you know, at the level of the government that they're at now, you know, doing anything with that isn't going to be very productive. So I said, the best thing to do is you'll focus on yourself, focus on your family, focus on your kids, continue to get yourself stronger, yourself healthier, yourself faster, yourself smarter, read, go outside, get sunshine, take supplements, get fresh water, and, you know, continue to help, you know, with your communities and expand and figure out people in your area that you can possibly help and local communities and local school boards and get involved with that kind of stuff. Cause you know, at the end of the day, I mean, fear and control is the only thing the government has to use, and this is what they're going to keep using. I saw an article here earlier, and it was talking about, because I've been following it very closely, because I love eggs, like the food eggs, like chicken eggs. I eat eggs all the time. I eat like 8 eggs a day. It's really good. My cholesterol is fantastic. I feel good on it. Got high energy on it. Always keeps me packing weight, but keeps me really lean when I'm training really hard. And we saw now that there's all these bird flu cases. They're saying now they're having to kill like 1.7 million birds because they got bird flu. And then they said it got to cattle. It jumped from bird flu to cattle for the first time.
How convenient.
Yeah. Oh, how convenient. And they said now this just came out. A rare human case was discovered in connection with a person in Texas who had contact with an infected cow. Experts are warning of a pandemic 100 times worse than COVID could soon erupt, says the CDC. The CDC director, Mandy Cohen, told the Washington Post, "We have not seen avian flu in cattle prior to this week. It is a reservoir for the virus to circulate and potentially change. Cattle in 6 different U.S. states have been diagnosed with the new bird flu strain and essentially are going to have to be, you know, put down." She goes on to say here, Big Pharma insider John Fulton said that essentially this appears to be 100 times worse than COVID, and it could mutate and maintain much higher case of fatality rate. I really hope we don't have to deal with this again with COVID and this crap.
Wait a second. So we've gone thousands of years.
Yes.
Thousands. Never happened before.
Eating chickens, eating eggs, eating cows, letting them live. They fart everywhere. They eat grass. Imagine that. This just happened to work successfully for thousands of years. But now suddenly, we've got the bird flu that now's jumped to cattle, that's now jumping to humans. I mean,
maybe we should mask cows or chickens. How would that work?
You know, that's a picture. I got a picture in my head now. You'd be surprised. I guarantee you find somebody stupid enough to try it. Oh, we got to protect the cows from avian bird flu. Put mask on all the cows.
6 feet apart. They already want to give them mRNA injections.
Oh, yeah. That's coming next. And how much you want to bet now with this whole avian bird flu jumping to cattle, how much you want to bet that they're going to now say they've got to slaughter all these cattle and they got to slaughter all these chickens just like they did last year? Millions and millions and millions of chickens they had to slaughter. Millions of cattle now they're going to say they have to slaughter. All for the protection and safety, because we don't want this stuff to jump to humans. And invariably, they're going to try to come out with another virus. This is why I've told people for the last 2 years now, ever since COVID finally started to slow down, I said, it is crucial you maintain your overall health. It's crucial you keep your D3 levels elevated, and you take vitamin C every day and keep your immune system as strong as possible. I said, because COVID was too dang successful. It worked too well for them. It was successful. Everything they did with it, the vast majority of people followed suit, except for the people that were awake, your listeners and my listeners and so forth, and our family. And so there's like 100% chance, I've told somebody this, it's like 100% chance that in the near future, they're going to try to pull some other pandemic again. They already tried to bring COVID back multiple times. In the media, they're bringing it back. Oh, we need to wear masks again. Everybody literally looked at each other and they're like, this is the dumbest crap I've ever heard. Nobody's doing this again. No, we're done.
Well, I was going to say, will people be smart enough to say, you know what, you fooled me once, shame on you. You're not going to fool me again. Will people say hell no?
I think the vast majority of people currently right now would. However, my biggest concern is that if they do something, whether it's the avian bird flu jumping to cattle to humans or whatever scenario they play out, if they really get a nasty virus, and now that the fact that so many people are immunocompromised because of the RNA shot that they've gotten repeatedly over and over and over again, which has been a problem. That's where you're seeing turbo cancers explode. Yep. You're seeing all these people with blood clots. You're seeing all these health problems and heart problems. That's why I tell everybody to stay on the spike protein survival kit with the N-acetylcysteine, the natokinase, and the vitamin E. Because if this happens, they roll out a nasty virus, and you got people that are already immunocompromised with spike proteins all through their system because the RNA shot, you're probably going to see a much, much higher fatality rate even without remdesivir in the next scenario again if this happens. And that may have been the play all along. They knew the shot was going to get people super, super sick. They knew it was going to downregulate their immune system long term. And that may have been the play, as that was kind of the first advance, so to speak, in the war. And now this is going to be the second play, so to speak, and try to push their agenda. But there's no question about it. They got something they're going to try to push with this. And this is why it's so important. I can't reiterate more, to keep your body and mind and immune system as strong as possible.
That's
so
right.
You fight anything you get exposed to as best as possible.
And folks, I'm going to tell you, you cannot get any better nutritional supplements than Health Masters, healthmasters.com. That is healthmasters.com. The link will be in the program description box. Just open up the title for today's show, and you can click on that. HR5 for 5% off. I'm telling you right now, the best nutritional supplements on the market. That's healthmasters.com. And while you're there, while you're shopping, make sure you listen to the Ted and Austin Brower show as well. But no, you're exactly right. And when I'm looking at this, I'm looking at this from the kind of a multi-pronged perspective. I see Biden, this hollow, cognitively impaired shell of a man, demon-infested shell of a person, being the vessel for an agenda that involves one, depopulation. And I do believe that what you're talking about could very well be part of that. As well as perhaps change, well, the complete takeover of our country, changing it from a constitutional republic to something more of a tyrannical, anarchist style nation. And perhaps we won't have, I cannot imagine, Austin, and I'd like your thoughts on this. Can you imagine a Donald Trump Biden matchup in November? Yeah. I'm having a hard time with that. I really am.
Yeah.
I don't know. What are your thoughts on all of that?
I mean, I think if they try to run that, I mean, we already know they stole the election last time. I mean, I think everybody's cleared that, has done any research, understands exactly how they stole it. This would be the perfect time to set up another mail-in ballot voting with another virus right now to get that set up for the fall. Whether or not they do that, I don't know. I know there's no way. There's no way on God's green earth there's enough people in this country that are going to vote for Biden. Actual organic people. Now, dead people, migrants, you know, that may be a scenario. But there's not going to be anybody that's actually going to vote for him that has half a brain anymore, period. And so, you know, is this more just controlled theater? I mean, anything's better than Biden. I know Trump had a lot of stuff he did really good at the beginning. He didn't pardon anybody after January 6th, which is frustrating to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think a lot of the stuff we're seeing now is just more distraction theater, because it's after 2020 election, they pretty much showed us. The FBI is rogue. They're going to do whatever they want. The CIA is operating the government. They're running the show with the ballots. They're running the show with the migrants. They're the ones that are pushing this agenda, bringing in 3 million illegals to the southern border right now.
Yep.
But nothing's stopping at all. It's increasing. It's getting worse. I mean, we're hearing down here in Florida, it has gotten so bad in certain areas where you can't even really go out and do anything unless you speak Spanish in parts of like South Florida. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. And they will intentionally, try to talk to people, they will intentionally not speak English to you just because they're that arrogant now. And you know they speak English. You can tell they understand what you're saying. They won't speak English to you because they're proud of where they're from, and they're going to show you that this is their country now. They're getting emboldened over it. And so, again, this is what happens when you bring people here. Excuse me, and some water.
Yeah, and right now, I just got a notice in here. The foreign-born population growth under Obama, 68,000 per month coming in. Trump was 42,000 per month at the highest. Now, these are the highest. Right now, Joe Biden, they place it at 172,000, but you can almost double that number. Roughly 267,000 would be a more appropriate number. So you're looking at, from double digits or from 68,000 to 42,000 to 267,000 per month. This is absolutely untenable. How do we handle this? Because I'm ready to go to the go to the southern border and fire rubber bullets on them. I mean, what do we do?
I think the National Guard, at least in Texas, I've seen they're putting up more razor wire and getting more aggressive with it. I mean, obviously, less lethals are at a certain point now where, I mean, you can't sit there and say that a country doesn't have a right to defend their borders. Every other country in the entire world has significant border controls. And, you know, it's like we're over here pretending like this isn't happening. And that's kind of one of the things why I think they're keeping everything so distracted, why they're bringing this in. Because, you know, I talked to one of my good friends who's from Venezuela. I've worked with him before. He came here legally, got stuff done, super good dude. And he told me, you know, when Chavez was under power down there, he said Chavez would bring in outside help to control the narrative and start riots, meaning to bring in mercenaries, so to speak. Uh-huh. And he said it was very obvious who they were because they all had like the same attire. They knew what they were doing. They were organized. They had guns. And, you know, they were there and then they were gone. They're there, then they're gone. And he said, these guys that are coming up here in the United States right now, he goes, if you look at a lot of the videos and you talk to a lot of the people that have been down there, he goes, these guys that are coming up here, militia, they're mercenaries. He goes, these guys are all 19, 20, 21, 22 years old. They're all in good shape. They're all lean. You can tell they're athletic. These guys aren't, you know, 12-year-old kids that basically look like they, you know, came out of Africa and hasn't eaten anything in a year, or, you know, 7-year-old grandmas. These guys are fighting males, and that's exactly what they're here to do. There's a reason why we're giving them a debit card and a cell phone when they get here.
Yes.
Bringing in mercenaries, they have to be paid. They have to be fed. They have to have a place to sleep. We're checking all those boxes, and then they have to be able to coordinate, hence the cell phones. So, I mean, it's not that hard to look at 1 + 1 = 2 and actually see we're bringing in, the federal government is allowing and facilitating to bring in outside mercenary fighting forces into the United States. That's just as blatant as it gets, Doug. Anybody that's had any background and experience with military operations will tell you that exact same thing. These guys are coming in. They're doing recon. They're doing surveillance. They're being put in strategic areas. Why do you think they're making these excuses about flying them all over the country, or flying more to Texas, flying more to Florida, flying more to New York? For they're flying them to all the major city hubs in the United States. They're flying them to all the major voting states. They're flying them to all the major population states. They're flying them to the area that they're going to be most utilized. And Florida has been no exception. And it's crazy down here. I've watched Florida degrade faster than I've ever witnessed in my life in the last 4 years since COVID. And it's like, it's just happened fast. And you can see what the overall narrative is. And that's why, again, I've been really encouraging people, you know, if you know how to operate properly, make sure you're staying on your training. If you don't know how to shoot, make sure you're going out and you're practicing. Take some gun classes. Please take some gun classes. Use the trigger. Get used to it. Understand how to do reloads, clearing malfunctions. Understand team tactics. Understand the difference between cover and concealment. Look at all these basic things. This isn't difficult stuff to understand, but understand it. Because these guys that are coming here, I promise you, They understand it. They know what they're doing. They're not coming here because it's just fun for them. They're very clearly coming here because they have a significant purpose and a role to play in a future conflict that I think is going to happen in the United States very, very soon. And it's up to us whether or not we're going to be prepared as the American Patriots or we're going to sit around and sleep on our butts and be like, oh, I didn't know this was happening. It's going to happen. Get prepped for it, Doug.
Amen to that. And I will say this week, I spoke to a good friend of the show, Michael Yon, of course, Ben Bergbaum as well. But I spoke to a Customs and Border Patrol listener and viewer to this program who actually operates, I'm not going to be very specific, operates on the southern border. And the inside information with respect to the illegals coming across, the number of Chinese, and I want to make sure I've got this correct, from September, well, I'm sorry, from the first of the year to the present. So we're only talking 4 months, really, all of January, all of February, all of March, well, 3 months. 32,500 known Chinese, single male Chinese.
There you okay. go.
That's just mind blowing. I mean, how, you can't leave China. Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. There's over 180 Chinese illegal aliens in just one day. But when you're into the 30,000s in the course of really 90 days, they're here for a reason. And like you said, I truly believe that we are in for a chaotic ground kinetic engagement.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's blatantly obvious what they're doing. And this is the most, you got to look at it from a strategy standpoint. This is the most strategic way to come in and ensue chaos and then have to bring in the United Nations and all the other groups because the United States has become so chaotic. We need all this help from other countries. Everybody needs to meddle in our affairs now. The only way to do it is to bring in so many people that are going to bring in so much chaos that they're already strategically placed in their positions where they need to be and they're already trained. If you try to do a Normandy Day invasion and, you know, in California, you know, Chinese try to do full beachhead hit, dude, you're not going to get past California. I mean, you'd probably fake California because they're, I mean, all the guys are just going to be running around throwing dildos at the Chinese. I should probably say that.
No, that's fine.
Let's be real. I mean, no, wrong. There's some great guys in California, some good customers. I know I don't pick on everybody out there, but like they hit San Diego first. I mean, all right, San Francisco. I don't really know that's going to happen. How much of a, you know,
San Francisco, they're going to have to take the dildo out of, the ass of Eric the Texas Pete Buttigieg for Texas, but anyway,
he's constantly plugged.
But you know that would be, you know.
You brought it up, man.
I know. I brought it up. As soon as I said it, I was like, "Whoops!" Go ahead, that one out. But no, the thing about it is they know this from a strategy standpoint, it would not be that effective because not only would everybody go on full alert immediately, the entire Patriot world in the United States would descend upon the engaging force.
Right.
Well, if the vast majority of people don't even realize these guys are already here and you already got 5,000, 10,000, 15,000 army, you know, man army in a certain area, all of a sudden they engage, you got a serious issue on your hands. And so this is something that's strategic. That's why, I mean, I got a 4-man fire team that I train with that I had been for years. They're buddies of mine that I've grown up with. We train together. We go out together. We play together. We hang out together. We do everything together most of the time. And we've gotten to the point now where a lot of our training and we've adapted to each other. We know how each other are going to operate. We know how to work with each other. And the thing about this is, you know, it's really important that if you have that ability to do so, you exercise it, man, because I'm telling you right now, the way things are going, it's getting weird, especially they drop some. And the best scenario, if they really want to do it, is this avian bird flu jumping from cow to humans with a giant chaos insurrection in the United States with a bunch of migrants. At the same time, you have a banking collapse. If they're gonna do it, that's how they're gonna do it. They're gonna hit everybody at one time. But
what else can we throw in there?
I'm speculating, but that's how I would do it if I was gonna try to take over the United States.
What more needs to be said? And you know, the hubris behind people like that Cuban cueball Mayorkas, that communist, and the hubris behind many of the people in charge. I'm telling you right now, I believe if our founding fathers were alive and alive today, I believe that there would be people like Mayorkas and people like Biden hanging from ropes from lampposts outside of D.C.
Absolutely.
And certainly you mentioned the money, the fiat currency and the economic collapse. Yeah. What else is there? People don't realize. I mean, how many trillions are we in the hook for it? And you got Speaker Mike Johnson, too, by the way. What is it? New boss, same as the old boss, right? Funding Ukraine, passing the CRs. And it's just, it is beyond. Well,
this is the last ditch effort of a failing country with a financial system that's about to collapse. This is what you do. You do a Hail Mary through them, and you start dumping as much cash as you can, borrowing as much cash as you can. This is what happens when somebody's filing bankruptcy. Somebody knows they're going to file Chapter 7. They always get everything set up in place. You know, you pretty much run your credit cards up. You don't pay them. You're already maxed out. You utilize any available credit you have. You're filing Chapter 7. You live off of it while you're filing bankruptcy. That's what happens. That's what the United States is doing right now. We know the commercial market right now has enormous exposure with the banks. These banks have so much exposure right now in the commercial market, it's insanity. We know that a lot of these regional banks are going to collapse. It's not an if, it's a when. You're going to see it just like Silicon Valley did last year. It's going to hit really hard. I don't know if it's going to be this year, maybe next year. You're going to see it. It's going to happen. It's going to happen fast. And then at that point, you're going to see where the Fed's going to start doing more, you know, emergency funding again and trying to keep it afloat, or if they're going to utilize that time to have something else happen so they can start to cover up and bring the digital currency, which is what they're going to roll in to replace it. Because we already know the rule of law with patriots and with illegals and criminals is completely different. The law and order is completely different. That was abundantly clear during COVID, where, you know, you had homeowners and you had business owners that were being told, if you kept your business open, we're going to arrest you because it's science, because of COVID. Dude, if you open your store and you're not essential, we're going to shut you down and fine you and arrest you because it's science. That exact same other side of the street, you had 5,000 people protesting George Floyd, burning down entire cities on fire, and CNN goes, well, it's mostly peaceful protesting. They want to make their voice heard. Don't you understand? It's science. And Jim's over here like, but if I open my store right now, I'm going to jail. But they're across the street burning down the entire city. And that's okay. That was the craziest disconnect I'd ever witnessed in my life on mainstream media, when they were just straight gaslighting us. And they were telling us, it's for your safety and protection. I said, so the terrorist BLM and the Antifa terrorist, COVID just doesn't affect them. That's the science. They just COVID doesn't touch them. They can go rally thousands of people together and be shoulder to shoulder, and that's okay because COVID doesn't exist. But if John opens up his business and has one customer come in, oh, that COVID's going to get him. It's COVID, straight to jail, straight to the hospital, dead, you die. It's like, there was very clear there was two completely different rules of law in that scenario. And that's why I started getting so militant with anybody that started pushing the narrative on how I had to do this or I had to do that. I was like, I'm not doing anything.
I agree. And I'm glad you did. And I'll tell you what, we are not, in my particular opinion, say what you will, folks, we're not militant enough. Somebody gets in my face about today about a mask. No, that's not going to happen. Okay. closing my business or staying at home or whatever the case might be. Okay, I will be uncivilly disobedient. Okay?
Absolutely.
It's just not going to happen. And before you answer that question or before I ask that question, folks, go to healthmasters.com. Do it right now or do it after the show. Healthmasters.com and make sure you shop for their supplements. The D3, let me tell you, D3 K2, it had kept me well, along with the quercetin and the vitamin C. When all of the children, my grandchildren, they were all sick, okay? They go to school, they pick up crud, they bring it back, they bring it to grandma and grandpa.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it happens, right? But I'll tell you what, with the C, the D3K2, and the quercetin that you have, and the ultimate multiple, it's amazing that I think I might have had the sniffles or something for a day or two. But beyond that, okay, this is great stuff. Go to healthmasters.com, HR5 as a coupon code, HR5 coupon code, and make sure you get it today because you don't know, folks. Hey, next week, supply chain disruptions, who knows? Get it before or get it while you can or before something happens. That's healthmasters.com. So let me ask you this question. What do you see? What's your crystal ball showing you that's going to happen, let's say, between now and Election Day? And then Election Day, if we have one, to Inauguration Day.
I mean, the election day is going to be a free-for-all, man. Leading up to that, it's going to be something very interesting. I'm not exactly certain how they're going to do it, what they're going to do with it, but I can tell you they got something really crazy up their sleeve. There's no question about that. These black swan events, like we saw up in Baltimore with this boat, you know, taking out this bridge. You know, we talked about it before the show, how strange that was, you know, whether this was sabotage, whether it was an accident, whether anybody's opinion on it. It's a big deal, and it's causing an enormous amount of problems in the port over there. Events like that, it only takes a few events like that to start crippling a nation very, very quickly.
And so, I got to say this. I don't know whether you know this or not. The FBI agent in charge of the Baltimore field office, he started working there on Monday. That incident happened Monday night, Tuesday morning. And wow. He was from the Washington field office, okay, or Washington headquarters. So he was assigned there by Christopher Wray on the day, well, the morning before that happened. Just saying, you know.
What's it all, is it? Jeez, I didn't even know that. Yeah. I knew right out the gate that there was something weird about it because you had this boat take this bridge out, you know, like 1:30, 2 a.m. in the morning. By 8 a.m., every mainstream media outlet had already declared that they've investigated it. The FBI found that there was no activity of terrorism. It was an accident. The boat lost power. Nothing to see here. Everything's fine. The bridge is out. We've done a full investigation. Case closed. Talk about it on the news. Yeah. I don't know if you work with the federal government. They don't ever work that fast. They don't ever get in a hurry to do anything. And they sure as heck, it is impossible to have an event that big, that damaging, and you're going to tell me that at 2 a.m. you already had your investigation done by 8 a.m. and you just deemed that there was nothing abnormal, it's just an accident and the boat lost power? You know, of all people, the government don't ever work that fast for any circumstance, especially not 2 a.m. in the morning.
No competent or anyone with integrity would make a statement like that.
No.
And you pointed this out too. Interestingly enough, that port, the second largest in the Middle Atlantic, is number one for the importation of motor vehicles, cars and light trucks.
And ag equipment.
And agricultural equipment and fertilizer.
Yep. You know,
so
ironic. And the fact that that boat wasn't old. It was brought out in 2015. Yep. It got another accident in 2016 over in Europe already. And this event happened. This wasn't some old barge from the 70s that was like barely seaworthy. This thing was a couple years old. And so whatever happened, I don't know if we'll ever get the story, but I know a long time ago from doing enough investigative journalism, whenever you have something that's a massive event and you have a full constructed narrative and everything's investigated and tied up like a nice little bow, and they tell you nothing to see here, this is exactly what happened, we've investigated, nothing else to see within a few hours, you better darn well believe they got something to hide. And there's definitely something very big going on behind the scenes that they are not covering or they're not showing you, because nobody doesn't investigate. Dude, you get a car accident, you're out there for 2 or 3 hours with a state trooper, write a report from, you know, a fender bender on the interstate. Tell me a barge takes out one of the largest bridges in the Northeast, and hey, man, investigation done. Case closed, nothing to see here. Let's start cleaning up. You know, it's been a couple hours. Give me a break.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely not right. And of course, you've got, I mean, there's so much wrong with that. And the impact, I just happened to see, we had J.D. Rucker, who heads up the Liberty Daily and Discern Report on, I had him on a couple of weeks ago. And on his site, he quoted some officials who were saying that to rebuild that bridge could take longer than the construction of the Transcontinental Railroad. Okay, now, what the hell? I mean, seriously, that's the best we got today? Come on.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds to me like they're getting the construction crews from Florida to be working up there, because that's pretty much what we... We live in a perpetual state of construction on I-4. It never ends. It's never over. It's never finished. As soon as they start getting one project done, it just starts right back over. The cones just come right back out. And I'm like, couldn't we just expanded this the first time properly? Why do we have to do this 3 separate times? Can we just fix it properly the first time? Oh, no. It's because a huge percentage of those contractors that do the construction get very, very nice, juicy kickbacks by staying very, very busy. And the county commissioners, the city commissioners, the ones who work with DOT, make sure that these guys all get padded and everybody gets nice Christmas bonuses or nice little pockets of cash for Christmas. So it keeps these guys really, really busy. So they constantly have another project they got to do after the one project's already done. And so, you know, that taking that longer to build that bridge, my gosh, that's going to be a fiasco.
Yeah. But, it's nuts. Well, again, as Eric the Tech so adeptly pointed out, Pete Buttigieg put it in the back of his, never mind. Yeah. Being, you know, the transportation secretary, he'll take care of it. I got to ask you this. There was an earthquake in Taiwan. Yesterday morning, Thursday morning, I was watching Real America's Voice, and I think it was with, I think Steve Gruber's show or one of the shows in the morning between 6 and 7, I'm pretty sure, or 7 and 8. There was a woman on from Taiwan. She was commenting about the earthquake, and she said, you know, we have intelligence, and I don't remember her name or the position she held, but we have intelligence that the Chinese either fired a missile or some sort of weapon at the tectonic plate, one of the plates, to cause that earthquake in Taiwan. Because in addition to the earthquake, right afterwards, you have this flotilla of Chinese warships that are nearing the Taiwanese island of Taiwan and the Taiwanese Strait. Have you heard about this?
I have not. That's news to me. I'm not surprised. I mean, you know, weather warfare and acts of warfare like that, as far as using the weather, using rain, using missiles, using tectonic plates, that's not new technology. They've had that. They've been practicing that stuff for decades, especially in the space-based weapon platforms that we have. And I mean, honestly, that's a fantastic way from a strategy standpoint to really control a certain country. Because you sit there and you start throwing missiles into the ground and blowing stuff up and causing gigantic earthquakes – Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Something's going to pop off over there pretty soon. Taiwan, that whole, dude, that's a powder keg over there, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you what. Yeah, definitely. And so, folks, look, we've got about, I can't believe how quickly, we only have about 7 minutes left of the show. So I want to remind you again, go to healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. HR5 is a coupon code for products. Limited time, that'll probably end Monday. So order now, order today, order this weekend, but make sure you order your nutritional supplements from healthmasters.com. They're the best out there, the best on the planet, as far as I'm concerned, in terms of nutritional supplementation, as well as listening to the Ted and Austin Brewer Show Monday through Friday. It's up there on the upper right. Click that. You can drill down right through the current and archived shows. But again, healthmasters.com. All right, I'm going to give you the remaining 6 minutes we have, or 5 minutes that we have, anywhere you want. Take us wherever.
Oh, I thought this was funny, is just, you know, just slap all of everybody in the face, but give you at least a nice little joke, since we already know the whole thing's a joke. You saw that Zelensky bought the Hallgrove House from Prince Charles for 20 million pounds. You see that the other day?
No, I missed that real estate transaction. Sorry about that.
Yeah, when I saw it, I started audibly laughing, and I thought to myself, well, I would at least like to get a thank you letter. Like, at least he could send a thank you letter to the United States taxpayers and be like, hey, by the way, thank you for my $20 million estate that I just purchased. Because, I mean, obviously, we all know where the money came from. It's not even like you can hide it. And what's crazy to me is how insouciant it has become with so many people, where it's like, everybody just doesn't even care anymore. But then at the end of the day, it's like, what can you do with this? When you have a banking cartel, it's on its last leg. That's what they do. They start handing cash to all their cronies. They start financing. They start leveraging. They start borrowing as much as they can, because they know paper isn't real. The dollars we're printing now, there's nothing value to them at all. They're backed by the U.S. government, which is rogue. But what is always valuable and is tangible is property, is real estate, is land. It's always worth value. And that's why you see gold now. It's been skyrocketing. Gold hit another record high, I think, yesterday or today. And it's just, it keeps going up, 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 up. That's why I told him, I said, dude, get ready. The S&P 500 is going to take a elevator down very, very quickly in the near future. Once you start seeing these banks start failing, you start seeing all this liquidity start drying up, you're going to see this massive gravy train that's going on right now as far as the market. It's not going to be pretty. And, you know, there's probably going to be some opportunities to short some of these banks. Again, I'm not giving financial advice, but there's definitely going to be some crazy stuff going on here, because you got to be a dummy to think you're going to keep pumping money in this market right now and it's going to keep going up, 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 and away.
Well, you know what? I'm not worried. Eric the Tech just sold me a whole bunch of shares into Blockbuster Video, so I'm not worried. No, but you're right. I mean, you're exactly right. I do believe that we are going to be, well, there's nothing we can do. I don't think at this point, when you've got $1 trillion, whatever. How often does that collect interest? I mean,
yeah, well, I think we're paying what, $1 trillion every 100 days in interest or something now?
Like that. It's
it's so insane, it's hard to fathom, but it's also something that's obviously, it's not sustainable. We can't carry the debt load, and nobody's buying our debt anymore. Nobody wants our debt, because they know, you know, we're the country that's going bankrupt. But we don't want to act like we're going bankrupt. We want to pretend like we're really, really cool still. So we're still spending all this money through the Fed, but everything's going to collapse very soon. So it's a weird place to be. But yeah, that's why I've told people to be very cautious with the markets right now. If you don't know what you're doing, you know, you got profit, pull it out and put it in gold or put it in silver. Because I tell you right now, gold and silver have always gone up. And you look at the graph charts on them, or buy stored food. That's another one. You know, someone was asking me the other day, they came to the office, they were asking me about the
organic. You've got that.
Yeah, and I was like, dude, I said, dude, if you buy it from me, buy it from me. Here's a 4-pack on, here's a 2-pack. If you got beans and rice, get beans and rice. If you get canned food or MREs, I don't care. I said, I got it right now for you, 20-year shelf life. I said, but dude, get something, because there is nothing worse than being in a position where if you had kids and everything goes out one night and all of a sudden you got a day's worth of food in your fridge and you have nothing else to eat and your kids are hungry and now you're having to go out to go fight to get them food. That's a creepy place I would not want to be, especially when you're dealing with kids that are starving. That already is a nightmare place to be. So, yeah, nah, keep them fed. They're much happier when they got food on them.
And you know what, folks? I had the distinct honor and pleasure to see Austin Brower's offspring. Looks just like Austin. Oh, yeah. It looks just like Austin. I'm telling you what.
He is. He's a chunker, and he likes to eat. So I don't know where he got that from.
He even has the start of a beard, actually. I'm kidding.
He's getting a little facial hair already. He's coming into his own.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's great to see. It's great to see your family. What a beautiful family you have. And I think a lot of you, I have a lot of respect for you, your father, and your business, healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com, HR5. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Thank you, my friend. You guys have an awesome weekend.
All right. That'll do it, folks. Have a great one.